Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam Fortier covers the Chargers for The Great Athletic, and he joins us on the bench to talk about the Los Angeles Chargers. I think they're having a hell of a season, and they've rattled off like six straight wins. They've looked really good. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
My man. Hey, so let me start with this. You're there. You're on the inside. How is Bosa's return going with the two practices that he's been involved in? And what's the plan for him moving forward, like in terms of, you know, game action? Are they going to let him play this week?
Joey Bosa held court today. Definitely the most positive one he's had this season. I would be skeptical that he's going to play this week, but he did say, you know, his foot is okay. He's doing some individual drills in practice. He hasn't gotten to team ones yet. He might tomorrow. But so far what we've seen, that left bone bruise in his foot is progressing, and this is the most positive sign we've seen yet.
So when you saw him practice, how did he look?
I mean, he looked good. He was kind of doing those foot fire sort of drills over some pads. He was, you know, he was getting down like he would tackle. I mean, he looked fine. Obviously, there's a lot there, and he has said he's going to be dealing with pain in his foot no matter what until the end of the season, whether he plays or not. So it's kind of unclear, but, I mean, he looked okay.
So Sam Fortier covers the Chargers for The Athletic with us. This team has been really good, and it's weird because, as usual, no one talks about him. I can't figure it out because I love Philip Rivers. I just think he is such a gunslinger and a guy just slings it all over the field. If you're playing that team, you can guarantee a backdoor cover with this guy on the field. He's going to throw it until they literally – you know, people are completely out of the stadium. The guy just plays football. It's got to be fun watching him, you know, week in and week out.
This offense has got to be one of the best in the NFL, just with the amount of weapons they have. They have three receivers who can really hurt you in Mike Williams, Tyrell Williams, and Keenan Allen. They have one of the, I'm not sipping the Kool-Aid here from the team, but Melvin Gordon has developed into one of the most dynamic dual threat backs. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And they have a young guy named Austin Eckler, who's really a good change of pace back. And like you said, they have Phillip Rivers, who, I mean, he will throw the ball until his arm falls off. So this team is really exciting to watch, but like you said, definitely flown under the radar nationally.
So, Sam, they have won all these games in a row. Are you surprised at how hot they've been? They've literally won 7 of 8 games in 6 straight. I mean, they are the hottest team in the NFL.
They are the hottest team in the NFL. I think that the criticism that you're going to hear about this team is that they haven't beaten anybody. Two of those wins were against the Raiders. One was against the Browns. You got a 49ers win in there. But, I mean, for me, I was kind of a little skeptical. They were on a 4 or 5 game win streak, and then they went into Seattle, and they became the first AFC team to beat Russell Wilson in CenturyLink Field in his career. And that's the moment for me where it was like, you know, you perk your ears up a little bit, and you're like, okay, this team is really putting some oomph behind that win streak.
So would you say, you know, the talk has been that, you know, the Rams are all that matter in Los Angeles, and that the Chargers haven't fit in there, and that, you know, I've even heard that their relationship with the new stadium is, you know, troubling, that they had to, you know, allegedly lower the prices because no one was buying these PSLs. What's the real truth about the Los Angeles Chargers and how they're doing in L.A.?
So the truth about the PSLs is that reportedly they were supposed to contribute $400 million of the PSL sales, and they're actually apparently going to be only able to contribute $150. So I don't know on the inside how that plays, but I do know that the Chargers are definitely the second fiddle in Los Angeles. And I think that's to be expected. I mean, LA is, you know, it's a buzz town. I mean, who's hot right now? And the Rams are, you know, one of the best teams in the NFL, and they're a favorite to go to the Super Bowl. There's nothing surprising there, but I would say that, and there's definitely some aftershock left from the move from San Diego. There's a lot of bitter San Diegans and L.A. fans. You know, they have the Raiders. The Raiders are the most popular team in the city. So it's a little bit of a tough market to break into, for sure.
So you have the Broncos this week at home, and then you finish at Denver on the 30th of December, and then you have, you know, one more, I think, somewhere in there with Kansas City at Arrowhead, which is the third to last game of the season. So they still have really tough games left. Do you believe that, like, because everyone has the Rams going to the Super Bowl. That's a done deal. And then they're selling that Monday night game like nobody's business. And rightfully so, Kansas City and the Rams. But do you think there's a shot that it could actually be the Chargers that end up going and not the Rams, that they could somehow get through the AFC and beat the likes of the Chiefs, the Steelers, and the Patriots? Do you think that's possible at all?
It is possible. I would say I'm skeptical right now. They just lost one of their top run-stopping linebacker, Denzel Perryman, for the season to an LCL. So will they be able to stop the run? That's the number one question. The number two question is, can you get through this December slate? You've got Baltimore, you've got Cincinnati, you've got Pittsburgh on the road, you have Kansas City in Arrowhead on a short week. That's a really tough slate. So if you can get through that, if you can beat Kansas City, and I think New England is kind of the AFC overlord that everyone, that's the people you got to go through, right? That's a very tough test for a team like the Chargers who haven't shown that they can do it in the postseason. But I would say this is definitely the most talented team. Von Miller, the Broncos linebacker, who they're playing this weekend, did say yesterday, he said he thought last year's Chargers team was the best he ever played, and this year's team is much better. So there's definitely a chance, but I would still remain skeptical.
So Sam Fortier covers the Chargers for the Athletic. How about that Steeler game you play at Heinz Field on the 2nd of December, moved to primetime? That's going to be a hell of a game on Sunday night, Rivers against Roethlisberger.
Absolutely, and you saw Kansas City kind of blow them out. So I think this is going to be a huge common game. I think, you know, just ultimately when you head into the playoffs, like let's say there is sort of a tie or even close to a tie with Kansas City, that could be a factor. And I do think it's also just a litmus test of can you stop the run. I mean, they don't have Le'Veon Bell, but James Conner's running the ball real well. So for a lot of reasons, especially matching up with a top AFC team, that's going to be a huge game and postseason implication-wise as well.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So do you what do you have in terms of worry about this game against the Broncos? Because I think they kind of stink.
I would say the worry level is low. I think the Broncos, they're sort of like Tennessee. You know, they're a hot and cold. How you never can get a read on how good they are, but I think they'd be more dangerous at home is the polite way to put that, I believe.
So, I mean, you rattle off all these wins, and then you got Denver and Arizona back-to-back. I mean, I think they're going to make it 8 straight by the time that's all said and done. The next tough game is that Pittsburgh game, and then you got Cincinnati. That's at home. And I do want to ask you about that situation there, that like the StubHub. Do they hate playing in that building, or is it okay with them? Does it bother them? Do they mind, or are they down with it?
I would say it bothers them when opposing teams flood the stadium. When you play the Raiders, you get about 75% opposing teams fans, maybe 80%. And if you play another team, a good road team, you know, Green Bay or something like that, Seattle, you'll get similar percentages. Most teams, even if they're not a great travel team, they still get 50% in there. And one of the reasons for that is that the tickets at StubHub are so high. There's, you know, 25,000 or so seats, so the ticket prices get driven up, and opposing teams fans are more willing to pay for that. You saw when they played the Rams in the Coliseum, there were actually a significant portion of Charger fans there, and even Melvin Gordon, the running back, would sort of acknowledge, okay, maybe we have more fans than people think we do. The price point is just sort of that barrier. They definitely don't like playing in it when it's filled with opposing teams fans, I can tell you that, but you know, I mean, they're always going to downplay it as it's fine, and, you know, we just got to play through the game because we're football players, et cetera, et cetera.
So I lived in Huntington Beach for 10 years, and I used to do my show in L.A. and Culver City forever with Westwood One, and so I'm going to ask you this question. I'm coming out there for the Wilder Fury heavyweight fight at the Staples on December 1st, so I'll be doing my show there for a few days. What are the odds, do you think, of who has better odds? Me of going to L.A. and not coming back to New York City and staying there forever and becoming a professional surfer and pot dealer, or B, the Chargers moving back to San Diego?
Wow. I would definitely say A, because it is 75 degrees and sunny here every day. I know you know how beautiful it is. And, man, it's really hard. I just moved out here, and I don't know if I'll ever leave now.
So you lived in Syracuse, New York, and moved out to Los Angeles. What a culture shock that is. I mean, Syracuse, you freeze your ass off, and you're digging out of snow every day of your life. What the hell did that happen? Like, how did you get to L.A. from there, that hellhole?
Well, I mean, and I also grew up in New Hampshire, so I spent, you know, 22 years. I spent 22 freaking winters. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to, you know, hit the beach with a drink and a book and kind of relax on a December night, you know.
Wow.
The Athletic offered me the job out here, and I mean, you consider the situation, you can't say no.
Yeah, I like Syracuse. It's a great place. If you like, you know, basketball, and that's, you know, the deal. Like, for me, like, because I don't like snow belts and things like that, Erie, you know, Buffalo, Syracuse, you know, they just get hammered. You know, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you get hammered. And then here in New York City, we got hammered today. So we got a blizzard today here. I guarantee you, you did not have a blizzard today in Los Angeles.
No, I drove to work with the windows down and my shades on, and it was, you know, it was a beautiful sunny day. And, man, I don't know if it gets better than that.
So the Chargers beat up the Broncos on Sunday. You think that's a done deal?
I don't know about beat up. I think Oakland, they won in Oakland 20-6, and that game was still closer than the score would indicate. I'm not certain that they're going to beat them up, but I would say they win comfortably.
I got 1 minute, respectfully. Tell me, how did they get their defense from allowing 30 points a game down to 15?
Well, a part of that is the offenses. The teams that we were talking about earlier, you know, San Francisco without Jimmy Garoppolo, the Oakland Raiders without pretty much everybody except Derek Carr. Another part of that, I think, was the run defense. Last year, they were allowing almost 5 yards a carry on the run, and this year, they've been able to limit teams to about 4.3, and when you start those teams off, it's the chain effect of, okay, they're having longer third downs, they're having to throw, and they're okay with their pass defense. They play a zone D that I think is pretty good, and it's sort of that chain reaction from there. Now, without Denzel Perriman, I'll be interested to see if they can limit teams to the few amount of points that they've been allowing. Since week four, since they played the Rams, they've allowed 15.5 points per game, which is the best in the NFL. Tough to see that continue, but we'll see on Sunday.
All right, last question. I got 10 seconds. Will Syracuse beat Notre Dame?
No, they will not.
Wow. All right, there he is. You heard him. Sam Fortier, guaranteed. The Chargers will win the Super Bowl right here on Throw on the Bench. You heard him. He never said that, but I'm just going to say he did. Sam, thanks for coming on the bench, man.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Sam Fortier with the Athletic out in Lipstick City. He says he loves it, and he refuses to wear sunblock ever or any clothes at all since he's moved to Los Angeles. He just cruises around naked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.